It's June, which means brides and grooms-to-be are choosing caterers, photographers, and DJs. And in some countries, parents are choosing their children's spouses. Commentator Sandeep Roy recently visited his mother, Reba Roy, in Calcutta, and he asked her about her arranged marriage.
My mother never saw my father until their wedding, when they were exchanging garlands in a hall in Calcutta. In fact, no one in her family had seen him. He was a mail-order husband, a civil engineer building bridges out in the jungle. He married my mother on the basis of an old picture and family references. 50 years later, my mom confesses she didn't think too much of the picture.
I didn't like that with goop and fat.
He had a mustache and seemed a little fat, she says. My mother was a dancer. She hung out with Calcutta's artistic glitterati. She says she didn't want to give up dance to go live in some tiger-infested jungle with no electricity. But my grandfather convinced her. At the wedding, my mother says my father seemed nervous. He barely spoke. But she hoped he'd say something special on their wedding night. Instead, he talked about how he hoped she would adjust to his family. He said nothing about me, she tells me ruefully. Nothing at all. And the next day, she left her home to move to this stranger's house.
Did you cry a lot?
Yeah.
She was anxious, wondering what kind of home she was going to, what kind of man she'd married. During her first night at the in-laws, my mother tossed and turned, unable to sleep.
Completely lost.
But her new mother-in-law, my grandmother, sat up with her, stroking her back, comforting her.
Really, she was so nice.
That night, she realized she had married into a family and that she would be okay, even with this strange, quiet man she'd known only from a passport photograph. A few months later, they went away to the jungle where my father was building his bridge. He had also built a little bungalow for my mother. He still didn't talk much, but they started to get to know each other. Then, heavy rains came and the river flooded. For 4 days, my father was stuck on one side of the river. My mother was stranded on the other side. Every day, they climbed onto each end of that unfinished bridge and shouted to each other across the surging waters. When my father came back, my mother burst into tears. She made him promise to find a new job because she couldn't bear that separation again. Now my father is gone. And though my mother laughs with her cousins on the phone and fusses over her grandkids, I know she still misses him terribly. Because when she tells me their story, her face softens and her eyes light up. And for a moment, I see them both. Not as my parents, but as this unlikely couple, the dancer and the engineer, both younger than I am now, standing on either side of a swollen river, so filled with trepidation, so full of hope and love.
Commentator Sandeep Roy is an editor with New American Media.